Hi, this is Heidi.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Cody.
Thank you for listening to Nerd Post Podcast.
Join us as we recap our favorite movies and shows, starting with Star Wars.
So sit back and disappear into a galaxy far, far away.
We hope you enjoy. Okay, our first episode, our introductory episode. So everyone can get to know us a little better. I'm Heidi.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Cody.
Awesome. So we're just going to introduce ourselves a little bit more in detail and go into why we are Star Wars fans, what Star Wars means to us. So Gabe, would you like to go first?
Yeah. So first I would like to bring up midi-chlorian. No, I'm kidding.
Great. All right. So we just lost all of the original trilogy fans. So yeah. We'll say goodbye to you guys.
It's fine.
All right. What was the question?
Nice. Introduce yourself, Gabe. Who are you?
I'm Gabe.
Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Gabe, why do you like Star Wars so much?
I love Star Wars and
Nice.
you're gonna need a lot of editing in this episode. I'm sorry.
I can't wait for that. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Gabe. Okay, Gabe.
So why do I love Star Wars?
Yes.
Here, let me take you back to my childhood.
Okay.
I don't know what year it was.
Is it in a galaxy far, far away?
It was on my small screen. So I became a fan when episode 1 came out. I remembered watching episode 4, 5, and 6. And what's weird, too, is that no one in my family I would consider a big Star Wars fan.
Okay.
Like, I'm not really sure why I'm the only one who likes Star Wars as much as I do.
Everyone's got to have a black sheep of the family.
It's okay. That's me. So I remember watching episode 1 in theaters the first time and just like absolutely loving it. And then the second time I watched it, I fell asleep during it. I don't know why, but I still loved it. I've always been like a really big fan of the Jedi. I don't know, something about like waving a sword around, but then also it being able to basically do anything you can imagine.
You just wanted to be a space musketeer.
Oh, for sure.
Totally.
And then I was like, hey, why is this young guy have the same name as that old guy? But I mean, yeah. And then ever since then, I mean, I've kind of been a big fan, you know, episode 1 on.
Awesome. Very cool.
Right.
What about you, Cody? What brought you to Star Wars?
Oh, man. I think, like, my love for Star Wars has definitely surfaced within, like, the last 3 or 4 years. But, like, the earliest memory I ever have with Star Wars was my dad, like, borrowed from my uncle, like, the original, like, unedited VHS tapes of Star Wars back before they did like all the re-enhancements and CGI editing and stuff like that. But I remember seeing those and I was like, huh, those are pretty cool. And I just like forgot about it until then. I'm sure I had watched them like a few times. I probably got distracted because I was a little, you know, 5-year-old piece of shit that didn't like care about anything except for playing outside. But then like, I remember watching episode 2, Attack of the Clones, in theaters. And that was the first time that we had ever seen like Yoda do lightsaber combat. And let me tell you, I was sitting there like, what? The only thing we've ever seen this little green thing do is hobble around with his cane. And then like, he just
Don't cut him short. He also has a backpack.
Okay, yeah. So we'd seen him as a little green frog that bullies robots. We saw him as a backpack and a little green thing hobbling around with a cane. So like to see him just like not even touch his lightsaber, but just whip it out with the Force and then just immediately go on Count Dooku was just, ooh, like,
yeah.
I wish the viewers could see, but I'm just doing the ooh, like the ooh, you the know,
fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every meme possible of ooh, like
the good finger circles where you're like, that's, oh, that's just a real okay. nice ooh cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I even had like the Star Wars Legos growing up, and I hate myself for this, but fun fact, I used to have like the original Y-Wing where it was like yellow Luke uh-huh. Skywalker with a little like single piece R2-D2 as his co-pilot. And I was moving out of one of my houses and I threw it away because I was like, nah, I'm not really going to be into this anymore. I think it's time to grow up. And then like, listeners, if you can see my room, literally behind me is the collector's edition Imperial Star Destroyer. What you also don't see is the Death Star. And what you also don't see is the $800 Millennium Falcon. So I'm not the brightest crayon in the box when it comes to saving things like that. And I just yucked it in the trash. Oh, so trust me, I think about it every day. Luckily, I did save the minifigures from it. So I do still have that original yellow Luke Skywalker with just a little face. So
nice.
Pretty happy about that. But yeah, then, you know, fast forward a few years, me and one of my brothers just really got into it. He was like, yeah, Star Wars is the best thing. And I was like, you know what? Star Wars is the best thing. Started watching the movies, bought all the steel discs. I have probably thousands of dollars of Legos to my name today. Have a lightsaber that I could use for like actual sparring. Like it's, I went just all in because it's just one of the greatest things ever invented ever.
Cool. We need to we need to spar with our lightsabers because I have a dueling saber too. To
oh,
go
man.
With
my Rey costume. Where'd you get yours? Can we plug like companies like doing it ad free?
Well, yeah, you can say your company. Like it doesn't matter. Like they might not be sponsoring us. They get
well, yeah.
Free
I mean,
ad.
I'll give them a free ad. Go everyone like who's ever listening to this ever like go check out Ultra Sabers like. I accidentally bought Darth Maul's, but it's only a single hilt and it has a purple crystal in it. And like, again, ooh, just ooh. Yeah.
Okay. So not going to lie, my saber is just from Amazon. Like I did a bunch of research, but I found way cheaper on Amazon. I got it, played with it, love it. It's great. Then I saw my friend's Ultra Saber and he's like, oh yeah, I paid like $220 for this. Okay. I got mine for $80 and mine, I swear to you, it's almost identical. It makes the same sound effects. Ooh. The exact same
sound
effects. Oh,
see, I don't have sound effects with mine. Cause I was like, when I bought it, I was a broke bitch. So I was like, got to skimp a little bit, still cost me like $400-something. But I was like, I'm not ready for a soundboard yet, but when I start doing more collections of these bad boys, ooh, you bet you I'm going to be doing a custom sound of Jimmy's mom, croissant, croissant, croissant.
Cool. I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm going to be basic, and I'm not going to get mine till I go to Galaxy's Edge and build my own. So.
That's pretty cool, though. Man, I want to do that. I totally want to do that. And then I just ordered another... Sorry, like to go off into sabers, but I just ordered a double saber that's red so I can do it for Dark Rey. And
nice. Does it fold?
Yeah, it has an attachment thing, so I need to learn how to make it foldable. But
nice.
Yeah, and I don't even remember
all right,
the name
Heidi.
Of the company.
If you remember it, plug it, because okay. If I can get some fold-out lightsabers, let's do that.
Cool. Cool.
All right, Heidi, what got you into Star Wars? I mean, I've been talking, you talk.
I guess I just went into like the whole saber thing, so I can just start from there. But
yeah, go for it.
So yeah, Star Wars has just always been a part of my life. Like I can't imagine my life without Star Wars. From the time that I was a little kid, my dad really liked Star Wars and would just kind of like play it on repeat on like an old VHS player, an old crappy tube TV. My dad must have been in his like early 20s when the very first Star Wars came out. And so he liked it and we just had it in our home, like the whole cantina scene, like like that was in the background of my childhood. Like I just I can't imagine reality without knowing that song, you know? And so definitely grew up with an appetite for Star Wars. And then when the prequels came out, I was at an age where I didn't realize that there was some stuff I should apparently be hating about it. So just young enough that I could just enjoy it, but I was old enough that I could really get it too. And so I absolutely loved Padme and Anakin and their story together. And I had a huge, huge crush on Hayden Christensen, who, by the way,
I mean, who among us?
Right. Right. Anyone with taste, really. So then I got to go see him at Fan X in Salt Lake. And I have a picture of me with Hayden Christensen. Yeah. And I'm in my Rey cosplay for that, which brings me to the fact that as an adult, I absolutely loved the sequels. The Last Jedi came out at a really like pivotal time in my life where I was going through a lot and I was going through like a real existential life crisis. And The Last Jedi just spoke to me on such a deep level. I remember just going to the theater by myself over and over, probably 4 or 5 times just to rewatch The Last Jedi because I identified with Rey so much and her struggle. And so, yeah, I love it. And I did the Rey cosplay. And so Rey is actually what got me into cosplay because I wanted her costume so much because I loved her so much as a character. And so I did The Last Jedi costume as my very first cosplay. And now I'm way into cosplay. I can't imagine my life without cosplay now as well. But I wouldn't have gotten there without being so obsessed with Rey and her costume. So it's a huge part of my life. I love it. So I'm excited to do this podcast with you guys. Got my
cool
nerdy friends. My nerdy friends to do a nerdy podcast. I've tricked you guys into recording this with me, and it's gonna be great.
I also wanted to throw in a little bit into my story too, which is kind of funny. When I met my wife, I told her like, oh yeah, I like Star Wars. And she's like, oh yeah, I like Star Wars too. You want to come over and watch episode 3? And I was just like,
will you marry me?
Yeah. I was like, I guess I have to propose now. I mean,
like, yeah. Do you mind if we stop at Jared's real quick? Yeah. It'll just real quick. I just got to pick Aaron up something
real fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's stop at Shane Hill on the corner of State Street and 7200 South.
Open weekdays till 5. You know. Online at shaneco.com.
So yeah,
talk about how we met? Or
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how we know each other then, because Gabe, you just mentioned that you are married. And so that's a good lead into the fact that we are all just 3 friends who met while we were working at the post office. And so Gabe and I started working as mail carriers at the post office around the same time. I think, Gabe, you started like a month before I did.
Yeah, like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. So we were brand new. We were in that struggle together. So Gabe and I have known each other for quite some time. I eventually left the post office, which was a great decision. And
here we still are.
and then since then, Cody has come, and Cody and Gabe met. And so we all just know each other because of the post office and working there at that office.
And the funniest part about how me and Gabe met, and like, I mean, because we had talked, and, you know, being the new guy, you always need help at whatever jobs you go to. One day we were, you know, at work, and he comes up to me and he's like, hey, is that and is that your car with the Day to Remember sticker on it? And I was like, oh yeah, man, they're like my favorite band. Do you like listen to their stuff? And he was like, yeah, they're pretty good. I wouldn't say they're my favorite, you know, whatever. We started talking. And what really got us like talking to each other like full time was he was like, so what other bands do you listen to? And the first one out of my mouth, oh, Dance Gavin Dance. They're pretty good. I'm into them. And Gabe was like, oh, Dance Gavin Dance. Let's start talking about it, baby.
Yeah,
and
because I hadn't met anybody like even in this area that would even know their name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then exactly. That day, I swear, we talked on the phone for like 5 or 6 hours just based – it's solely on Dance Gavin Dance and other, you know, musicians and artists in that same genre. And here we are like a year later and we're starting a podcast.
Oh, what a beautiful bromance, you guys. I love the bromance there.
Yeah. But then
it was funny because Heidi, you came to me and was like, hey, I want to start a podcast, a Star Wars podcast. And I was like, this sounds awesome. Yeah, let's do it. And then as we were preparing for it, you know, within the last few months, every time we would talk about it, The Mandalorian was going on and me and Cody are just spitting off ideas. So I felt like if we had done this podcast, just me and you, it would have been like, yeah, so me and Cody were talking today. Like that would have been like my catchphrase, yes. Like record that, paste that before every sentence because.
Oh, yeah.
So then. I decided to kind of just like introduce you to just to see if, you know, that chemistry could work. And I mean, we had a pretty good conversation that first day.
Oh,
that was pretty solid, which was so funny because like he had mentioned that you guys were starting the podcast. And like originally I was like, oh man, that sounds like so much fun. I'd love to be a part of that, but I don't just want to insert myself and say, hey, do you guys want a third co-host? But then it eventually evolved into, you know what? I'm going to talk to Heidi and see if she wants to bring you in because A, I don't want to be having to say, oh, my friend from work and me and we're discussing about this, whatever. Right. So that's when Gabe goes, oh, hey, I'm going to bring you on a call with Heidi. Is that okay? And I was sitting in my mail truck like, yeah, I guess that's okay. What are we going to talk about? What's going on? And then here we are a few months later and we've got ourselves a podcast.
Oh, we do.
You guys, we were on the phone for 4 hours that day. Mm-hmm. So we definitely just hit it off. Like we just talk and talk and talk. Hence the reason why we're creating a podcast. I think we just need an outlet. We're constantly talking and talking to each other. So let's just have an audience too. Why not? Yeah.
I mean, if all else fails, I mean, I hope we get a few listeners. So if you're listening to this, just know thank that you. I love you. Yes. We thank you. If I could, I would have your babies, but I can't. So I'll just say thank you, you know. We're excited. Hey, I mean, we're going to get weird. I'm going to get weird with this. Like, yeah, I might even take off my shirt. What's up? Like, let's get weird.
We are weird. I mean, we started a podcast called Nerd Post. We're going to be weirdos and it's going to be awesome. I love it.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm ready to open mouth kiss you. What's up?
Was that for me or?
No, I said Gabe. Yeah. Let me say that one more time. Gabe. Hey, you, Gabe. Let me open mouth kiss you.
I'm gonna have to politely deny that because I think that is a master and apprentice thing that you're supposed to do.
Cool. Okay, guys. Nice. So, which character do you most identify with, Gabe?
I'm going to answer for Cody, Colin Triangle Head.
Okay. No. Yeah,
but now back to me.
Okay. Back right to me. The bat.
I mean, this is the character I most identify with is Anakin/Vader. Cool. But that's mostly because I really love the fact that like the same person can be this huge force for good, and that same person can also be a huge force for evil. And it's just like the decisions you make. You can be that Anakin Skywalker or you can be that Darth Vader, but that doesn't take away from you as a person.
Cool.
That's pretty solid. All right.
All right, Cody, tell us about Colin Trianglehead.
First off, for all those people who don't know, which it would be everybody at this point, who all those people who don't know what he's talking about, is one day, I don't even remember how we got on the topic, but apparently my Jedi Master, if we were all in that universe right now, would be, what was his name, Coleman Trevor, I think his actual name is, the guy that got absolutely bodied by Jango Fett in the second movie. Apparently that's my Jedi Master. Fair, you know what?
Yeah, because he likes to jump in blindly and then just get absolutely bodied.
Just get absolutely bodied. Just get field 1-2 and then he's out.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, I can defeat the Sith alone. Oh shoot, bounty hunter, bop bop.
he's like Sith, definitely my specialty. Oh, bounty hunters? Yeah, no, that's somebody else's. We'll leave it for Miss Windu to take his head off.
So let's explain how this came about, because Gabe told me about how he asked you, like, Cody, who would your Jedi Master be? And you said Obi-Wan Kenobi, right?
I can't remember. I maybe
I think you said Obi-Wan Kenobi first, and then you said Mace Windu.
Yeah, because the reason why I think Mace Windu would be pretty well known fact in my family, not a very well known fact outside of my family, is I kind of have a little bit of a temper, so I feel like
for some reason I thought you were going in a completely different direction. But continue.
For some known inside my family, my head is really the triangle shape, but I just hide it really well. So and that plays into like Mace Windu's like special form of, you know, being a Jedi, Vapad, I think it's called, like VAAPAD, I think it's called. But it's like, it's a mixture of like letting the dark side in to like kind of fuel how you use the Force and like how you like fight with lightsabers, but then you like reel it back so you don't like go all the way in. So I feel like he'd be a pretty good master at teaching me how to, you know, control that anger. But it'd either be, if I'm saying it now, I think my master would either be Mace Windu or Qui-Gon. But, I mean, we'll never know. It could be any one of those
we
three.
We all know, though. I mean, it's Colin Trianglehead.
Colin Trianglehead.
It's Coleman Trevor. Man. Look up the character. Yeah. I had to look up Coleman Trevor.
Okay, Colin Trevor. I can give him that.
Okay, and he does have a triangle-shaped head.
Yeah. Also known as Dino Man, Dino Jedi,
Dinosaur
Jedi. You can type in any of those and you can find information about him.
Oh, can you really? I want to see if it actually... Let me see. Dinosaur Jedi.
Nice.
Oh, wow. First one, Coleman Trevor.
So for all the listeners out there, just know that is actually Cody's Jedi Master.
Yeah, his actual in reality one. Okay, but I like how you talked about him the most, but which character did you actually feel like
that I identify as? I honestly like I feel like Qui-Gon, because like he kind of like uses the dark to fuel the light in a sort of, like he kind of walks that line of like I'll do things based off of like situation instead of doing things based off of like how it's been done in the past. So he has a little bit of light. He's like that yin and yang. He's the light in the dark, but also the dark in the light, you know, gives multiple perspectives of sorts. And so like, I always try and live my life like that. So I, you know, like, I don't know. Sometimes you got to do bad to get the good. And sometimes you got to do, you know, there's a little bit of good to get the bad, or, you know. So I would say Qui-Gon. He's, you know, he's a pretty solid guy. I like him. I definitely identify with him.
I love Qui-Gon because I love Liam Neeson. Like, portrays him so well. He's honestly so sexy.
Isn't he like your celebrity crush?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, he's definitely on my list, you know, but I have a long list, so it's fine.
I mean, again, I'll say, who among us? Who among us?
Yeah, anyone with taste.
Exactly. Cool. So, okay, Heidi, who do you identify as? Let's hear your character.
So, as you can probably guess from what I've already talked about, it is Ray. So seeing Ray come in was just so awesome. It was really great to get to see like the female lead that I also identified with, right? Star Wars is amazing for their strong female characters, and I love that about it. And they've had strong female characters since the 70s, which is honestly groundbreaking. So I had no lack of like women to idolize, right? But then Ray comes along, and my favorite part about Rey is that she was nobody from nowhere. And that just spoke to me to my core. Because I'm just like a regular person and I'm from nowhere. I'm from Midvale, which is a shithole. Like, I'm from nowhere.
Yeah, we've all at one point or another been over there. Yeah. I can testify.
I spent my first month and a half at the post office in Midvale.
Yeah, right.
Love so Utah, know. Where we grew up, but like, Midvale sucks.
Right. And I was born and raised there, okay? So in The Last Jedi, when Luke Skywalker is talking to Rey and he's like, where are you from? She's like, nowhere. And he's like, nobody's from nowhere. She's like, Jakku. And he's like, oh yeah, that is nowhere. I was like, oh my god, that's me in Midvale. 100%.
Come on, you're not from trash town. I'm from Midvale. Oh, okay, no.
You might be from trash town, yeah. I mean, yeah. I grew up in Taylorsville, and its nickname is Trailersville, but I would still take Trailersville over Midvale any day.
I think you're right.
It's like Tatooine versus Jakku. You're like, Tatooine? Oh, yes. And then you're like, Jakku? Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you're the real deal.
Tatooine has crate dragon meat and a bar. So what does Jakku have?
Racing. Like,
yeah, and oh, and pod race.
Jakku. All right, moving on.
Yeah. No, totally. I just rewatched Phantom Menace, and I was like, so which one is the bigger shithole, Tatooine or Jakku? And it was so easy. Like, it wasn't even a... You didn't have to think about it. Definitely.
Oh, definitely man.
So
good.
Then also when Rey goes into the cave on Act Two, and she's trying to look for answers, and she sees like the fractals of herself in like reflected in like the weird glass ice. Okay. She goes in there and she's like, I came here looking for answers, thinking I would find them. And I didn't find them. I just found myself. And I was like, oh my god, that is me to every single problem ever in my life. I keep thinking I'll find answers and solutions, and then it's just myself staring back in the mirror at me with nowhere to go. So, yeah.
No, that's good.
So then for I'm sure with Rise of Skywalker, you weren't too happy when we found out.
I struggled with her being a Palpatine. I did. But honestly, I wasted a year of my life having a problem with that. Because now that I've embraced it, oh my god, it's so badass. Like, it's so cool. Like, I just rewatched the scene where she is meeting, like, Granddaddy Palpatine. And he's like, Empress, you are meant to be Empress. And I was like, oh, yes! Oh! Yes, this is amazing. Like, it's so cool to just embrace that. Like, I'm having so much fun embracing kind of the dark side of Rey.
So on the record, 90% of Rey has to have come from her mother, right? Because I don't see the resemblance at all to Palpy.
Right? She did not get her looks from Grandpa.
No, you did not.
Right.
I mean, my main question, I have two problems that, I mean, maybe it'll start a fight, maybe it won't start a fight. Is Palpatine fucking?
Well, he had a kid. I don't know. Actually, you guys, I had a really creepy thought. not as creepy as it could be, but okay, so you get in Phantom Menace, you get Emperor Palpatine is in like his late 50s. Like he's not young, he's old. He's not the chancellor yet. He's still a senator, right? You see him, you see Anakin. Anakin's a 9-year-old little boy. Okay, the grandchild of Anakin is Kylo Ren, and the grandchild of Palpatine is Rey. I know,
there's a big age jump.
Yeah. So, but
yeah, I've heard, I haven't actually read the novel for Rise of Skywalker, but I've heard that he actually was trying to clone himself, and one of his failed clones is Rey's father.
Ooh, okay.
So it's that would not make sense. Really technically the traditional grandfather, but it's basically, since he created her father in a, okay, from his own DNA, he's technically, he'd be more technically her father than her
but
grandfather.
That's kind of like how Jango was calling Boba his son then.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay, see, and I would agree with that, where it's like, it's more of like the son, but not really the son. But I mean, like, before he was all wrinkly Palpatine, I mean, he wasn't the most attractive, but I mean, it, as far as everyone else goes, I'd put him like kind of dead center, you know?
Yeah. So it wasn't Palpy planting seeds, but his clone son was definitely planting seeds.
Okay, this is so gross.
So basically, what we're saying here, folks, is Palpatine fucks for sure.
No. Oh. right out of the gate, folks. Intro episode. If you want to know what you're getting, it's an accurate representation.
We're going everywhere. We're talking about everybody. Who's doing who?
Sorry about it. Okay, but that brings me to the next thing where, when you were like, okay, I know we're going to fight about it. I just want to put it out there into the universe. This is going to be a fun time. We're going to have a fun podcast and we're going to love what we're doing. Okay. I can already tell, because we have two prequel fans and one sequel fan, that we are going to infuriate every single fan of the originals. Actually, yeah, if you're probably a fan of the originals, you've dropped out by now. You're not listening. Yeah, you can't hear what I'm saying. And that's fine.
They dropped out when I said, so I wasn't a big fan of the sequels, but you know, when episode one came out, I became a fan. Everybody was just like, unsubscribe. Like,
was like, wait, which episode are you talking about? Because original episode, and as soon as they heard Obi-Wan, they were like, click off,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
So all you prequel and sequel fans who are still here for us, thank you guys. You're the real MVPs. If we have OT fans in here, you know what?
You're all welcome with MVP. Open arms.
I got mango slices waiting right here for you, buddy. Let's do this.
We got some blue milk and
we got some.
We got a holiday special for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's just start with holiday special right out of the gate, and we can just alienate every single Star Wars.
Oh man, yeah.
Wait,
exactly.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking about the new Lego Star Wars holiday special?
Oh, no, no. The 1978 game.
1978 special.
Yes. No, we are going to cover that, you guys. So, if you are here and you've made it this far into our intro episode, please hang around, but please do not be a very angry Star Wars fan. Like all Star Wars fans love to do, they love to eat the fandom away from the inside out. And so let's try to get away from some of that toxic behavior. Let's try to tone down the anger and let's have fun with this. We can talk about all of those Star Wars movies that have ever come out, and we can talk about where they might have gotten it wrong and where it did suck a little bit, but we can enjoy every minute of it because it can be awesome and everyone is welcome. Everyone is invited, and we are not here to be that terrible kind of Star Wars fan, you know, the worst.
Exactly.
Tracking everything.
The one thing you hear about with being a Star Wars fan is that Star Wars fans hate each other more than anybody else hates us. So we're going to be here to talk about all of our favorite aspects. We'll bring up what ifs. We'll bring up obviously what they could have done better, what we wish they would have done. But all in all, it's just going to be a fun recap of what we love. And that's all it's going to be.
Because at the end of the day, we all really like Star Wars. And we are not going to take ourselves too seriously. We're just here to talk about it, have fun. And, you know, if our listeners are along for that ride, that'll be awesome. And, but we aren't going to take ourselves too seriously. So
setting the expectation.
Yep. That's what we're going to be, folks. We're just three friends talking about what we love. And what we love is a good Star Wars.
Yeah, we do.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay, well, is there anything else you guys wanted to add for our intro episode?
If you've made it
this far, what color lightsaber would we choose?
That's good. Okay, I really like that. Heidi, I want to hear yours first.
Not that ugly ass yellow at the end of the Rise of Skywalker. No,
I thought for sure.
No. Really? As much as I identify with Rey, I still struggle with the ending of The Rise of Skywalker for so many reasons. No, I think I will stay with that blue. Steady, solid blue. It's timeless. It carries throughout.
It's a classic.
It's Anakin's. So Ahsoka ends up getting some blue ones too. So it's super convenient because I can use my Rey saber as one of the sabers for Ahsoka. I just need to order one more, and we know they're cheap because I got them on Amazon.
Are you planning on doing an Ahsoka cosplay?
Yes, I am planning an Ahsoka cosplay, and it should be ready within a few months.
Nice. Are you gonna do like the whole orange with the tails? Are you just gonna do like the tails? What do you got planned?
Yeah, so I'm gonna learn how to do body paint, which is super intimidating. Nice. But I am So I am doing season 7 Ahsoka from Clone Wars, and I actually found somebody that makes, I think they're actually called Leku's, L-E-K-U.
Yep, they are.
So I found somebody that makes the Leku's that will work on commission, but she does it out of like a mold. So it's like a rubbery polyurethane mold type thing. I'm like, okay, that's worth it. That's worth it. Cause I've seen people in a cosplay group like struggling over making those out of like foam. Like, yeah, no, I'm gonna have those molded and cast. And then the saber body paint, the makeup is quite an ordeal, apparently. And and then the cool outfit that she has in season 7. So hopefully
we'll be able Gabe, I was just going to say, that means me and you have to get clone trooper armor from season 7 of Ahsoka's clones. So
obviously I'm Rex.
And okay. You're Cody yeah. Because your name is Cody. So
except he wasn't even there. He was too busy trying to blast Obi-Wan off a mountain.
That's true.
Yeah, which honestly before, and this may be a little bit in advance for our fans and maybe even for you guys, but I just want to say I've seen it, all right? That picture from the concert where it's that board and it says everybody's doing a good job except Cody. I've seen it, all right? I don't need to see it again. I know that I'm not doing a great job, all right? I've seen it. It's like that that clip from Pineapple Express where it's Craig Robinson. I seen it. I stinked it. So if I see one of those, I'm going to hit somebody.
Watch, next time we'll just see the Star Destroyer in the background that he has just in half. He's just like, I seen it.
I seen it. I hit somebody.
Cool. But yeah, so my lightsaber, it was a really long way to say mine would still be blue.
All right, Gabe.
You go first, Cody.
Oh, me? Okay. I mean, I don't know. Ever since they introduced Ahsoka in The Mandalorian, but showed her with her silver ones, I'm like, damn, having me a good silver lightsaber would be kind of sick, but like, I just really want a dark saber. I just want a black lightsaber because I think that would just stand out, you know?
So then I guess you're rolling Mandalore at the same time.
Cool. My gosh, cool. That's really cool. I might want to change the answer.
So then I guess it's I'm really gonna be a dual wielder, and I'm gonna have one silver and one gray. So
gotcha. Just like in Kingdom Hearts when Sora is wielding Oathbreaker and Oblivion.
Yeah, nerd. Shut the hell up. So I'm more thinking Kingdom Hearts 2, whatever his third, like his ultimate form is, where he has the two. That's what I'm going for.
So that's exactly what I said, but in long form.
Cool. I like that. Hey, you're the nerd about Kingdom Hearts, not me.
Kingdom Hearts nerd.
Okay, so for me, I'm going to have, you know, classic green lightsaber.
Cool.
For multiple reasons, because first, from playing the Old Republic, I am more of a Jedi counselor, you know, somebody who likes to talk to people before I have to go, you know, ham on them.
and listeners, as somebody who talks to Gabe minimum 5 hours every day that we work together, I can tell you for sure that he will find anything to talk about. Even if you're sitting there like, huh, what else can we talk about? Oh, hey, have you seen this? Oh, hey, did you know this? He's definitely a talker.
Yeah. Two, you know, my favorite Jedi of all time, well, you know, from the beginning of time, Qui-Gon Jinn has a green lightsaber.
Yeah, within the last month, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, for sure, within the last month. and three, so one of my favorite things in the original trilogy is that, and I guess technically, like, the first time you ever see a green lightsaber in the Star Wars movies is Luke Skywalker.
Nice. Yep.
And so I really love the evolution of Luke, where episode four, he is this like farm boy who's just like really good at flying, and he is kind of like this legacy character. But is very, very in baby form. Like, he is not ready to do anything that he's going to do in episode six. Episode five, you know, he goes, gets trained. Now he knows how to hold a lightsaber. He's not just looking at like right down the barrel. Like, he knows how to use it a little. He's still not going to, like, you know, end people that know how to use lightsabers, but, you know, he's good enough. But now episode six, black leotard Luke is like my absolute favorite. I know he's not in a black leotard, but that's how I like to think of him.
Yeah,
but like,
perfect.
He was what I envisioned a Jedi in his prime to be. And he was wielding a green lightsaber. And so, long story short, just like your cosplay, that's why I like green lightsabers.
Okay.
That's what cool. You got. Cool.
Yeah.
If any fans of the originals made it this far, you may have won them back with that.
I may have won them back.
Talking about the boy.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, of course, dude, that's what a Jedi's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is going to be fun. No, I'm excited for the three of us to talk about this. I'm excited to get our listeners in on this, and we're all just going to have a great time. I'm excited.
Awesome. Me too. Cool.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Nerd Post Podcast.
You can follow us at Nerd Post Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And email us at nerdpostpodcast@gmail.com.